Elevate your next slumber party with Dreamy Teepee. You decide on which theme and how many teepees, and Dreamy Teepee will do the rest. Each teepee includes a twin mattress, bedding, and decor in your theme of choice. And that's not all. Dreamy will also decorate the teepees with garland, lights, and balloons. Whether it's for your child's next birthday, a G&O, or a sleepover at grandma's, let us make your next slumber the dreamiest. For more information, follow dreamy.teepee.parties. That's dreamy.tp.parties on Instagram.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to Two Blondes, One Pod. I'm Chelsea.
And I'm Haley.
Happy Monday. Thanks so much for listening. Hope you're having a great day. How's your day going, Haley?
It's good.
Yeah. What did you do today?
My day's good. We just went to the gym. And when I say we, I mean me and my two children, my entourage.
Mm-hmm.
We went to the,
the entourage.
We went to the gym. And then I got my half off Starbucks drink. Every once in a while, they'll like send you a little coupon code. Do I need to be alerting you of these?
I guess, yeah. Don't they do half off Starbucks drinks like one day a week or something?
I can't remember exactly if it's one day a week or what. I feel like it used to be that way, and then it kind of got like weird during COVID, and I feel like they've been trying to like reinstate that, but
nothing's been as good ever since COVID.
I know. Supreme pizza at Costco, cons travesty.
Oh, I didn't even know they used to have Supreme pizza at Costco.
That was so good.
I just discovered today, my trainer posted this. So thank you, Darian. Half a piece of Costco cheese pizza is 40 grams of protein.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And like 340 calories or something along those lines. Yeah. Anyway, half a piece. But
a lot of freaking protein.
I know. So that means a whole piece of Costco cheese pizza is 80 grams of protein, but a lot of calories, like 700.
Yeah, I'm like trying to think, like, how many pieces of Costco pizza have I like eaten in a sitting?
Oh my gosh. At least like five for me.
Seriously.
I don't know.
It's so good. I think Costco pizza is so good.
Me too. David and I have this conversation a lot, actually. We're like, Costco pizza is like,
it's superior.
Yeah, it's superior.
I feel like for takeout pizza, it's superior. And it's like,
and so cheap.
It's so cheap.
Yeah. I mean, it's way better than getting like Little Caesars. That's nasty.
Oh, yeah. For sure. Well, don't offend my half brother that way. He owns like three Little Caesars. Oh, no, wait, five.
Stop. He does.
Okay. I don't think he listens to the pod.
No, it's okay. My
the crazy bread is good though.
Oh my gosh. Crazy bread hits.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, my grandpa, he's no longer with us. Rest in peace, grandpa. But he loved Little Caesars pizza. So when I think of Little Caesars, I think of him. But
oh, that's cutie.
Yeah.
I love that.
Anyway, what were we talking about?
My day today.
Oh, yeah. You went to the gym. What else?
Yes. And then we went, got my Starbucks drink. I got their golden foam, which is an olive oil cold foam.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
It's so delicious. I'll make you some. I actually tried out a recipe today.
Oh.
And I will make you some. It's so, so yummy. Okay. And then we went to the aquarium. And my kids were feral at the aquarium. So just reminded me of why I don't take them out in public often anymore.
Yeah. Well, especially places like the aquarium and like museums and stuff. Yeah. I feel like, I don't know, especially with two of them, it's just like you're outnumbered and it's real hard.
Yes, very hard. And I'm like, stop touching everything. You're going to get sick.
I know. That's so, me.
Yeah.
I'm that mom. Like,
yeah. Yeah. What about you? How was your day?
Oh, you know, well, speaking of being sick, so last week you were on your deathbed.
Yes.
This week I'm on my deathbed, and my daughter, who was on her deathbed last week, is still on her deathbed.
And I'm like, hopefully I didn't give you strep.
So, no, I don't have strep. I don't have like any sort of sore throat or anything. And I've actually, to my knowledge, have never had strep.
God bless you.
I wouldn't like know if I did. You know what I mean?
No, but you wouldn't know.
Okay. Okay. But like, you know what I mean? It's just like I've never had it. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But I don't have a sore throat.
Okay.
Just like really bad body aches and chills. So hopefully Haley you know, you don't.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
You don't get it.
Not us just like sick for the rest of our lives passing things from each other.
We just can't stay away from each other. So but literally, my daughter is still sick.
I'm so sorry for her. So
I'm
sad.
So sorry for her too. Yeah. So after I took her to the Instacare last week.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we told that story on here. I forgot.
Yes. The next day, her cough was so bad. Her croup cough was so bad, and so I called the pediatrician. I was like, hey, I gave her like a steroid yesterday. The cough is still so bad. They were like, okay, bring her in. And so I couldn't take her in until like 6:30 that day. That was the only appointment they had. And around like 4 o'clock that day, she spiked a fever of 105.
Scary.
Like I'm not even like really used to dealing with fevers. My kids don't get them super often. Anyway, it freaked me out so bad, but luckily I had a doctor's appointment, so I took her in and they were just like, oh yeah, you know, she probably has like some sort of flu and it's like turned into croup. Anyway, then she had an ear infection also and like the whole thing, but so they prescribed her an antibiotic for the ear infection and they gave her another steroid for her croup, but they were like, the antibiotic is probably going to counteract the steroid and whatever. And they're like, you're going to be fighting this fever all night. So I took her home, gave her her antibiotic. And I'm thinking her fever came from her ear infection because once I gave her that, the fever went away, luckily. Oh, but, good. And I think the ear infection is obviously getting better, but still to this day, she has like a horrible cough.
Poor thing.
So we're just.
Which just keeps her up all night. It's so sad.
Yeah.
And so then you up all night and you're sick too.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Luckily the weekend is rolled around and David can come to my rescue a little bit.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm not doing too bad though. It's just last night I had a lot of body aches and whatever.
I'm sorry, but body aches are the worst.
This is not really like a weekly update, kind of. You had recommended a moisturizer to me.
Oh.
And okay, what's the brand again? Is it SkinCeuticals?
SkinCeuticals, okay. Yeah.
I like don't even remember what I ordered. Yeah, it's like the SkinCeuticals emollient moisturizer. Mm-hmm. And I just got it today and I'm using it for the first time and I really like it.
I love when people like my recommendations. Good.
Yeah. And I'm really picky about moisturizer because I like a really thick. I like a really thick moisturizer. And a lot of people prefer like a lighter.
Nope, not me either.
Me either.
I can't do a light moisturizer. Day and night, I have to use something thick.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, good.
Anyway, just so you know, I like it. And also, I don't know why this is on my list. I guess sometimes I just have thoughts and they pop into my head and I need to write them down.
That's what the podcast is for.
I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the boxer short trend.
Okay, I have not even seen this. But you now haven't? No.
Yeah.
Like for women?
Yes, women are just wearing boxer shorts.
Let's do a little quick little Google search here, folks.
I can't believe you haven't seen it.
No. Yeah. Oh. I mean, are we talking like for everyday wear?
Yeah.
Not for nighty night time?
No, for everyday wear.
I know there's going to be like a celebrity that comes along and changes my mind because they're going to be so hot and make it look so hot. I'm not digging.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's like bleh.
Oh, I think it's cute.
Okay. Wait, these ones are cute.
Like, look at it paired with like a cute sweater.
Yeah.
I think it's really cute,
it's giving,
actually.
Like Mom in the Hamptons vibe.
Any excuse I have to wear jammies during the day, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
I really like it, actually.
I don't know. I feel like I probably wouldn't wear them, but
I feel like I like it because I also like patterned shorts.
That's true. Those are cute. Those pink ones are actually really cute.
Yeah. So anyway,
you know what? I said the same thing about bucket hats for forever, too. I was like, those are absolutely hideous. I like cackled when I saw adults wearing them. I'm like, you literally look ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And then like one time at Target, I was like, I'm just going to try one on. And I was like, wait, actually, this is really cute. You can not me being so narcissistic. I'm like, it's ugly on everyone but me.
You're like, oh, I look cute though.
No, I just, I'm the only one. No, I don't even think it was that. It was just like, I could just kind of like caught the vibe. Like, I was like, okay, I can like see now why people like wearing them. Mm-hmm. So it might grow on me.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of bucket hats.
Yeah, they're just kind of silly.
I'm also not really a hat girl. I can pull off like a baseball hat, you know? type of deal. But
I love a good baseball hat.
Yeah. Anything else, like even like the really cute, like, I don't know what you would call them.
Oh, like even. Fedoras or like sun hats? Like,
yeah, like sun hats, but like the, I don't even know what they're called. Anyway, I digress, but I can't really pull off hats.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. My head is ginormous.
Really?
If you never noticed.
I really have not ever noticed. I do not think you have an abnormally large head.
No, I've always thought I have a big head. It's probably because I have a square face.
No.
So. Okay. Anyway.
I know you're stupid. Shut up.
Anyway, that's my weekly updates. You know, I needed to know your thoughts on boxer shorts. But
Yeah. Thanks for bringing light to that trend. I will have to keep an eye out for that because, yeah.
I know, I think it's cute, but whatever. Okay, let's do pop culture.
Okay. What do you have?
Well, okay, so just only Taylor Swift stuff still. I'm just still on the Taylor Swift train. You know, her album for me is aging like fine wine.
Oh,
like,
same.
The more I listen to it, the better it gets.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah.
1000%.
It's so good.
So good.
No, we were actually just talking about this because Haley brought it up to me, but I had on my list that Maddie Healy had got asked if he had listened to.
Yeah.
Well, I think he specifically got asked if he had listened to The Smallest Man Who Ever Lived.
Like, yeah.
They asked if he'd listened to like his diss track or something.
Yeah, his diss track. Yeah. That's what they said. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was just like, oh, I haven't really listened to it yet. He's like, but I'm sure it's good. I'm like, let's not play like you haven't listened to that.
Come on, give me a break. Like, of course he's listened. He's just playing like, I'm too cool for school. Like, I didn't really like her that much vibes. Like, that's the vibes he's giving. Like, no, come on, give me a break.
I know. He's Maddie listened. Healy is living rent-free in my brain right now because I can't listen to any of her music the same anymore.
I know.
I'm going back to like Folklore, Evermore, All of Midnights. I'm like, this is all Maddie Healy. I'm like listening to Bejeweled and like the lyrics that are like, and when I'm with the band, they ask, do you have a man? I still say I can't remember. I'm like, it was the band, the 1975. Like, I just can't stop.
Well, if you think about it, it's like a decade's worth of like songs that he could be written in. It's a lot to take on.
Mentally. It's a lot. So anyway, Maddie.
I will say though, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna throw this out there. Sorry to offend, but I'm like, Maddie Healy's not cute.
No, but you know what? I like get it though. Mm-hmm. I've actually had like multiple friends text me and be like, what are your genuine thoughts on Maddie Healy?
Like attractiveness wise or just like in general?
Just like in general. Okay. And I have told them, you know what? Like, I think I don't. Okay. Looking at Maddie Healy, he's obviously not like the most traditionally hot man.
Yeah.
Like, obviously he's not.
Yeah.
I think because of the 1975 and his voice.
Yeah. He's so good.
It makes him more attractive.
Yeah.
But I told them, I'm like, I just basically think he's like an emotionally unavailable drug addict. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So anyway.
Which is just factual.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. And anyway, I've just had like a couple friends text me and be like, oh, because like I get why she was so in love with him. Like, I think he's so hot. So funny. A lot of people do think he's hot. But also like the TikToks that are going around of him just like being so crazy on stage and.
See, I just think maybe like thinking back to previous episodes, maybe I'm just not into musicians.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I feel the same about like Harry Styles. Like there's so many musicians that I've been like, I don't get the vibe. And maybe they just like don't give me enough like masculine vibes.
Yeah.
And I'm very attracted to masculine energy.
Yeah, you do lean that way. Yeah, I feel like
so maybe that's
male
why.
Musicians, they are a little bit more
like have more like
not the, flamboyant, but yeah.
Yeah, they give like a little more feminine energy to them.
Yeah.
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 So there's nothing wrong with that. I guess just not my thing.
No, but yeah, I've been
was there anything else on the Taylor Swift?
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about how everyone's like speculating that there's gonna be a third edition.
Oh yeah.
To the Tortured Poets.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Like in May, right? May 5th?
May 3rd.
Oh, May 3rd.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Because that's 2 weeks from when the Tortured Poets was released.
Uh-huh.
And there are actually like a decent amount of Easter eggs that point towards there being three things. If there are, I don't think it will be like a three-part album. I don't think
my heart can take it.
Oh, mine either. I mean, I wouldn't complain, but yeah. I do think it would be probably more like along the lines of a documentary or something. But I also feel like sometimes Taylor Swift, she will intentionally throw out Easter eggs just to kind of mislead.
Yeah, totally.
So until it happens.
You don't think it could be like Reputation?
I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe. I don't think she's going to release Reputation without, what's the word? Like putting it out there. You know what I mean? Like, I think she's, yeah. I want to say market, but that's not
the
right word.
Yeah, no, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean? I think that, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. Market is the word that came to my mind.
Okay. Yeah.
Market herself.
Market. That's not the right word.
Brand herself. What am I saying?
Yeah. They're going to throw a reputation out there and they're going to build it up. Yep. Thank you. Promote. Yes. They're going to promote Reputation.
Yeah.
I just can't see them just like randomly throwing it out, but
yeah, fair enough.
Anyway. Yeah. Maybe something will come and I would be ecstatic.
But yeah.
Sometimes and I don't know, I'm so far into the Taylor Swift clowning that, sometimes it's just there are Easter eggs, but they're everyone's just thinking about it too much. Yes. And creating Easter eggs when they're not really real. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Totally. Yeah.
Anyway, do you have anything on pop culture that's not Taylor Swift related?
The only thing I have is Bachelor Nation related.
Okay.
Greg Grippo and Victoria Fuller broke up.
I saw that. Yeah.
They're such a hot couple.
I know. And that devastates me. I actually really like them together.
I do too. I think they're the perfect match, truly. Yeah. So I don't know what happened because they did not give out any dirty details at all.
Because she was on Paradise, yeah?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And who was she with on Paradise?
Crap, I don't remember.
I don't remember either. But then she left whoever mm-hmm. that was to go be with Greg.
With Greg, yeah.
And I remember thinking whatever. I don't... What season was Greg on? Whose season was he on?
Katie.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't watch Katie's season. And so I knew nothing about him. But seeing them on TikTok and Instagram together, mm-hmm. they're really cute.
So cute. I know. So, yeah. And it seems like they've actually been broken up for a little while.
Mm.
Yeah. So,
dang it.
Sad times. But...
Well, maybe if they do another season of Paradise, she can go on.
Oh, Johnny is who she got engaged to on.
Johnny.
Yeah, on Johnny.
I need to look him up.
De Filippo.
What? What's his last name?
De Filippo.
Oh, yeah. De Filippo. Truly. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I remember. They look similar.
They do.
Johnny
they
do. And Greg. That's uh-huh. funny.
Yeah. That's the only thing I had. I feel like it was pretty... chilled on the pop culture aside from Taylor Swift this last week.
Well, I mean, that's all anyone's talking about, I feel like. So what else
is
there?
Whether you love her or you hate her, everyone's talking about her, which is kind of the goal, right?
Yeah.
If she's a smart businesswoman.
Yeah.
Well, should we get into the meat and potatoes?
That sounds so good right now. Let's get into the meat and potatoes. I don't need anything fun anymore, so don't make any food references.
Yeah, seriously, I know. It's the worst.
Yeah. But today we're doing a little Mother's Day gift guide. We thought, we're mothers. We're hopefully going to be celebrated this Mother's Day. Let's hope.
Vince will sadly be gone, but...
Of course he will. Yeah, but... We've separated into a few categories of different types of moms, and anyway, just put down a few things that we would probably personally like to
receive.
Be gifted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we wanted to do this episode just a couple weeks early so that if you guys were enlightened by this episode for either yourself to send to your husband or if you're a dude, which we have actually quite a few male listeners. Mm-hmm. Maybe this will spark some ideas for you.
Yeah, just send this episode on over to your husband.
Yeah.
Say, just
give this a listen.
Yeah, give it a listen. Take some notes. What was I going to say? I don't know. Okay.
What category do you want to start in?
Okay. Yeah, what category? Which category do you have first? Baking and homemaker?
No, but we can jump down to that one.
Okay.
I have it. We're good.
Okay, we'll start with baking and homemaker mom.
Okay, perfect.
First thing I have on my list is a KitchenAid. And yes. I want to say that some of these items on my lists are pricier than others. And so, you know, take it with a grain of salt. Like, yeah. Obviously, a KitchenAid is not super cheap. But if, you know, that's not your budget, you could always take something of a smaller budget and pair it with, you know, flowers or whatever else, you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
So
hopefully we'll have something for everyone.
Yeah, just depends on your budget. But yeah, first item on my list is a KitchenAid. And I just think, like, anyone who is into baking and who's into being into the kitchen, like, they're not gonna not want a KitchenAid.
Yes, they
if you don't
one.
Already have one.
Yes.
And also I kind of wish that sometimes looking at, like, the new KitchenAids, I wish I didn't have mine, because have way cuter ones now.
I know they do.
Yeah, like, why has KitchenAid, like, upped their game so much in the past, like, 5 years since I got my KitchenAid?
Because they're smart and they know that everything is about Instagram now, and everything's about influencers and posting pretty things.
Yeah.
And getting people to buy pretty things. It's, like, not as much about functionality anymore.
Yeah, true. I mean, well, they have, like, a billion colors, and even the bowls are cute now.
I know. I love the glass bowls. Yeah. Like, the clear glass bowls. They're me so too. Cute. I was going to say, too, with this, like, if your mom or wife, whoever you're shopping for, has a KitchenAid already, they have so many different attachments you could mm-hmm. also buy.
That's a good
for
point.
Them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I really want the cheese grating attachment.
They have a cheese grating attachment? Yeah. Ooh, that's fun. I kind of want, like, the pasta attachment.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why I think I'm going to be making homemade pasta.
Because but... you are. You set your mind to it.
I don't know if I'm brave enough to venture into that yet. But anyway, that's first on my list.
I love it.
You go ahead now.
I have a sourdough essentials kit, mm-hmm. but specifically one with a wide mouth jar.
Okay.
I don't know if you have, like, a really wide mouth jar, mm-mm. but my newest jar, I can pour a whole cup of flour into it, like, just completely
oh, wow,
dump it
really?
Into it without it spilling anywhere. And it's so nice.
No, like, I just have, like, a mason like jar, you know?
Yeah. And that's, like, that totally works too. But the wide... Yeah. Mouth brim is amazing. And then also making sure that it also has a dough whisk oh, in yeah. there. Because I did not have a dough whisk until one of my friends got it for me for my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I had been...
Just recently?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, I've been doing sourdough for months without it.
Yeah, dough whisk like, is game changer.
Oh, my life has changed forever.
Yeah. And like a sourdough essentials kit off Amazon is like $30
yeah.
too.
It's yes. not
anything.
And it comes with lots of crazy. Different things. So
yeah.
What's
yeah,
next no, that's for a good you?
One. Next on my list is just a good apron.
Oh yeah.
And honestly, I don't even own an apron. Like,
I don't even know if I do, but I never wear it.
Well, I don't own one, and I kind of want one, and that's yeah. why I put it on this list. Not me giving hints to David. I've been baking a lot, mm-hmm. and I'm like, wow, I could use an apron for the first time in my life.
Yeah.
And I'm sure, I haven't looked, but I'm sure there's lots of cute ones.
Oh, yeah, and ones with, like, big pockets, yeah. and yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love that so for anyway, you. And you need a bonnet, too.
Not a bonnet. Not a bonnet yet. Not until I'm, like, you know, in the back collecting eggs for my chickens.
And, yeah.
You know. But love no, it. An apron would be nice for now. And also, an apron is probably... on the lower side
yeah
for price point too so
yeah totally
anyway
even a nicer one
yeah
next I have a Dutch oven like pot
mm-hmm.
yeah I of course do like my sourdough bread in it but I also like envision myself making like a really nice like stew in there
I was just gonna say a soup
yeah so and they're like I mean mine is like on the cheaper end and it's like $65 so it's like a nice priced gift like a it's not like super cheap you
yeah.
know
yeah
so and I think if your wife is super into baking and she doesn't have one like that's an awesome gift to get her
yeah
yeah
I recently just got a Dutch oven because of my sourdough mm-hmm. life and journey I will say I ordered It's the Crock-Pot brand.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And off Amazon. And they have really cute ones. And the one I ordered is really cute. It's like a clay texture, though.
Oh.
And so, yeah, you would think, oh, so cute. But it got dirty so quick. And it literally does not like clean because it's the clay texture.
Oh, my Dutch oven doesn't clean either.
Really?
Yeah, it's ceramic. Oh. It does not clean. It has brown spots that are never coming out.
I wonder if that's just how it is.
I feel like a lot of it's because you bake it at such a high temperature and then just like, I don't know.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I will say I probably would not go for a clay textured Dutch oven because mine was really cute for like a day and now it's ugly. But
yeah, no.
Sad. A Dutch oven is a great gift. And a really wide price point range, like like $60 to like you can get the ones from like Le Creuset for $300-$400.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, but I think that's kind of unnecessary.
Yeah, maybe those ones don't stay brown though. Who knows?
Yeah, probably not. Next on my list, I put like anything from Mackenzie Childs.
Oh yeah,
her stuff is like. Well, that brand. I don't even know who Mackenzie Child is. I'm like seeing her. But like that brand is very trendy right now.
Yes.
I'm sure everyone has seen like the, what is it? Like the plaid teapot.
Oh my gosh, and, like, so cute.
You know, like or the checkered, I should say. Yeah, like the checkered teapot. But they just came out with a really cute white and pink line.
We love a white and pink line.
Oh my gosh. Fun. It's so cute. Like the teapot is so cute. They have like a really big like mixing bowl. Yeah. And yeah, their stuff is like decently, like it's pricey.
Do you order from Amazon or just from the website or?
Yeah, just Amazon.
Oh, okay.
I mean, yeah, either way, but they've got it on Amazon. So that's too easy.
Yeah. Cute. That would be really, really cute.
Yeah. I think anyone would like love to receive anything like that because they're so trendy and cute right now. But
and just like pretty if it's sitting up on your counter.
Mm-hmm.
I love that. The last thing on the baking mom category is actually a gift that Chelsea got me for my birthday. And it is the cutest little kind of like life inspo recipe cookbook of sorts.
Mm-hmm.
But it's called Growing Seasons and it's by Kristen John. And yeah, it just has recipes, DIY style, decor, and inspiration for every season. The recipes look unreal. I cannot wait to make some of these recipes.
Yeah, I was going to ask if you tried any yet.
Yeah, not yet, but it's so, and the book itself is so cute. I actually like have it as a decorative book right now just because it's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah, I want to buy that for myself, actually.
Yeah, you should. It's really cute.
I think, and I could be wrong, I think there's a sourdough cinnamon roll recipe in there.
I can't remember.
Yeah, there's for sure a cinnamon roll recipe. Yes, I can't remember if it's sourdough or not.
I can't remember if it's sourdough. Yeah.
Haley and I are we're in business to make sourdough cinnamon rolls. So
I can't wait.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Okay. What category do you want to do next? You pick this time.
Let's do the fitness mom.
Okay, great.
The first thing I have on the fitness mom category is Lululemon Align shorts.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like lots of girls have a pair of Align leggings, which is such a great staple to your wardrobe. But if you are a shorts girly, biker shorts, or if you like them even like a little bit shorter than a traditional biker shorts, the Align shorts are the best. I live in them in the summer. They're so cute. You can dress them up or down. They are just the best. Super lightweight and last a long time. Good quality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a good price point. I can't remember exactly how much they are, but they're less than $100.
Yeah.
Which is hard to come by at Lululemon.
Yeah. I've never tried.
Any Lulu?
Well, I've tried Lulu, but not those the specific Align shorts. Yeah.
Oh, you are a biker short girly.
I know.
They're very, they have like 4, 6, or 8 inch.
Okay.
Yeah. So they come in like a variety of, I of course do the 4 inch because I like my shorts shorty short, but I feel like for everyday like wear and like with a cute like oversized tee, mm-hmm. like the 6 or 8 inch would be really cute depending on how tall you are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Fun.
What's yours?
Well, you're a little more specific than me, but Haley likes to work out more than me. So her stuff will probably be a little more specific, but I just put out like a new workout set in general. Yes. And I mean, you could go so many ways. Like you could go Lululemon, you could go Aloe. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think of like other brands, but
yeah, like Alpha Lee, if you're, yeah, if she's more of like a weightlifting girly.
Yeah. What other brands? Gymshark. Yeah.
Even just like Amazon, they have so many cute sets on, yes, Amazon. Just, yeah, read reviews and yeah.
But obviously if your girl loves to work out, like you can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Everyone loves new workout, yes, clothes. So
and just kind of like look through her stuff and see what color she doesn't have. And there you go.
Yeah.
Bada bing, bada bing.
Yeah. What do you have next?
I next actually have an item off of Amazon, and it's also a workout apparel item. Mm-hmm. And it is the brand Crazy Yoga. It's just CRZ Yoga. Mm-hmm. And it is a seamless ribbed tank. It is, oh, very cute and comfortable.
I want to look that up right now.
Yes, they have lots of different colors. It's less than $30. Anyone who I've recommended it to and has bought it has loved it. Mm-hmm. And it's a Lulu dupe.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. And it's a really good dupe. So
do you feel like it's pretty true to size?
Yeah, I think it's true to size.
Wait. What did you say it was? Seamless,
it's
what?
Seamless ribbed tank. And it's like the high neck tank.
Ribbed tank. Like this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
Let me see.
This one?
I think so, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's
cute. Hard for me to see from here, not me, blind as a bat.
Well, it looks like they have a lot of colors too.
Yes, so they have lots of colors. I have black and white, and I'm very, very into it.
Cute. You know, I haven't worn a tank top in I don't even know how long.
This
I couldn't
is
even
your
tell
summer.
You. I know. I like literally couldn't even tell you.
I'm ready for it.
But that's good. I like how you're like very specific. You know, I feel like that helps.
You know, I just, yeah, like, have gone through so many different fitness, yeah, apparel items that is just what works for me.
Yeah. No, you would know.
Do you have anything else on yours?
Yeah, I've got a few things. I have just like, well, this kind of fits in with like new workout set, but I put just like new shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Also wouldn't be mad about a new pair of shoes, you know?
Yeah. David.
What?
I said David.
Oh, David. I thought you said dang it.
Hint, David. Yeah, I feel like a new pair of shoes, like, can't go wrong. And again, you kind of just have to like see what they need. There's like so many different types of shoes. Mm-hmm. I have so many shoes and I need so many more shoes. There's just
me too.
So many for every workout occasion. I really like, I just got new Hoka Cliftons.
Those are my favorite.
They are so comfortable.
So comfortable. And I mean, the colors are like super hit and miss, as, yeah, they are with any like true running shoe.
Yes.
But I feel like Hoka actually has like really cute colors.
Yes.
You like have to order offline.
Yes.
Yeah.
Definitely have to order offline. I feel like mine are pretty true to size.
Mm-hmm.
If I can remember correctly, I just bought the all white ones. So the white, mm-hmm, on white, of course they get so freaking dirty, but
those are the cutest ones.
They are the cutest. I love them so much. I used to have like the almond milk ones.
Oh, yeah.
And they were like a kind of like a lighter beigey golden bronzy color. And they were so cute. Mm-hmm. But then my feet grew during my pregnancy and did not grow. It did not shrink back. So I had to get all, yeah, new shoes. So my sister-in-law Erin is benefiting from those Hokas now.
Erin, a good size smaller.
I know. Lucky girl. Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Next on my list, let's see. Well, I put Mix Hers, and I don't know if this is like fits the category or not.
I think so.
But I just think this is like, I don't know. Personally, I really like the what is it? Her Time. It's like the,
yeah. The one for like your menstrual cycle.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. For like hormonal balance.
I heard that
and
one
stuff.
Tastes gross. Oh, wait. Is that one that tastes gross or no? The Libido one tastes gross.
Okay. No. Mix Hers tastes really good.
Okay. I've heard the Libido one though tastes really. Libido? Libido?
Libido.
Libido.
No, like Her Pleasure.
Yeah. Her Pleasure. Yeah. I've heard that one tastes really gross.
I haven't tried that one. But no. Her Time.
Not
the flavors
David ordering
are
you that one. Mother's Day.
I mean, whatever, I'd take it. I think anything from Mix Hers is good. Yeah. I really like the Her Time. I really like their greens are so good. And it's in my opinion, it is so hard to find greens
that taste good.
Yes. Yeah. And so Mixer's greens are really good. I mean, they have tons. They have like Her Baby that are like prenatals. They've really? Yeah. They have like a daily like multivitamin. Like they have so many. They have like one that's just like vitamin C, whatever. So anyway, I just think Mixer's is like a fun gift. You can like probably pair with something.
Yeah, totally.
I'd be happy to receive Mixers. They're not like the cheapest.
Yeah.
So.
Oh yeah, me too.
I think it's like a nice, like spiced up, like supplement. Like
yeah, yes,
more
totally
interesting than like your average supplement. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
But so anyway,
and if you guys live in Utah, then you've definitely heard of Mixers, and
oh yeah,
I'm sure
absolutely
your wife wants to try it. So
yeah.
All right. And then I just have, the last one I have are a set of fabric resistance bands, because the fabric ones are a lot better than the silicone ones for building your booty. And I feel like that's what most women get them for. So yeah, just a good pair of fabric resistance bands, which you can just get off Amazon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually don't have fabric ones. I should order those.
Yeah, they're good.
Last on my list, I put a JBL speaker.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah.
I actually have one of those.
Yeah, we do too. And I mean, David gets tons of use out of it. We do have like a home gym. Mm-hmm. So if you are working out at home, I feel like that's nice to have.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to the gym, that may not be like a super necessary thing. But
yeah, fair. Please don't be that person.
That brings your own speaker. Yeah, please don't.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Next category. Let's do cozy mom.
Okay.
Okay. So first item I have on my list is magnesium soak. And this is just good for like, you know, your bath time routine. specifically, I really like a brand. The brand is called like Living the Good Life.
Okay. It's
kind of like a long-winded name.
Yeah.
But I think they're based out of Logan.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah, based out of Logan, Utah. And they have really good stuff on their website. Like they have really good like magnesium lotions and like, anyway, they've got good stuff, but their soak is so good.
Oh, nice.
So yeah.
Sounds relaxing.
Yeah. No, it's good.
Especially also if your wife is pregnant. Not me speaking to all the husbands right now. Mm-hmm. But if you, or if you're the dude and your wife is pregnant, it's really great for pregnancy. Okay, I have a Kindle reader with a cute case. Kindles can range from like, I don't know the exact price points, but they like you can find some on the cheaper end and then you can like pay hundreds of dollars for one. But they kind of have a range. But she is a reader and she doesn't have a Kindle. It's a great gift.
Yes. And we all know Haley is a big reader, so.
Yes, as I sit here in one of my book sweatshirts.
Is that one a book sweatshirt? What does it
yeah
say?
Yeah. This one is, why can't I think of the book now?
I don't know. It's like a little skeleton little hand holding a rose.
What is the book called? Oh, Haunting Adeline. Haunting I was like, why can't Adeline I think of the book?
Never heard of her.
It's a good one. It's a dark kind of romance novel. Yeah. Anywho.
Yeah.
What do you have next?
Okay. I've got just like a volcano candle.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And like, it doesn't have to be a volcano candle. I mean, I think she would definitely appreciate a volcano candle because they smell so good.
Yeah.
But it can be like Bath and Body Works or, you know, Target or whatever.
Yeah.
But I do think candles are a nice gift.
Yes.
They bring the cozy vibes.
Yes. Yeah. My next one's actually kind of along those same lines, but instead of a candle, it's the Pura fragrance device. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of like a plug-in fragrance, but it's cleaner ingredients. Mm-hmm. So, and it smells really good. They actually have a volcano scent.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you have a Pura?
I used to have them all around. And then when we moved, a couple of mine got broken. So, yeah.
Dang it.
Yes, I know. They're also really expensive to like fill every month. So keep that in mind.
Okay.
And by really expensive, I mean like $40 a month. But I think that's expensive for home fragrance.
For one or for like multiple?
Like for my house. Okay. Yeah. To keep my house smelling good. It's like $40-$50 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So,
but can't you like control your Pura device with your phone?
You can. You can control with your phone and like you can make it like less scenty so that it's like
that's nice
diffusing slower, but yeah
that's cool. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Next on my list, I have specifically, I put a barefoot dreams blanket.
Yes, the best.
But you know, you could do Minky Couture, whatever, too. But I don't think anyone's gonna complain about a nice blankie situation. No.
I just got my first barefoot dreams blanket.
Really?
For my birthday, actually. Cute. My friends really came through for me.
Yeah, they know. When I say that Haley had a stack of gifts, I'm like, what?
I was spoiled, truly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got a barefoot dreams blanket and it's so cute and it is so comfortable.
Yeah. And everyone likes a blanket. Yes. Like, I never complain getting a blanket.
No. And actually, if you want to get one on sale, Nordstrom Rack always sells barefoot dreams. So.
True, true. Good yeah. life hack.
Little hack for you.
Yeah. Okay, what do you have next?
All right. My last one for the cozy mom. And this maybe is only relatable to me, but anytime I think cozy, I think like a nice cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. So I put the Nespresso Pop mm-hmm. on my list. And that's one of the newer Nespresso machines. And you can also control it from your phone. And it has like just like a bunch of fun little features to it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
That's cool.
Make your lattes at home. They're yummy.
Yeah, that's probably a pricey item.
Yeah.
Decently, yeah.
Yeah. I think like if you want to get like all the like good stuff with it, you're probably looking at like $250.
Okay, that's not as bad as I was thinking, actually.
It's not like other espresso, like legit espresso machines that are like pushing $1,000.
Yeah, no, that's more of what I was thinking.
Yeah. So I guess it depends on what your idea of pricey is.
Yeah. Okay, I've got a couple more on my list. Oh, okay. I put either just like a Skims or like a Jerf Avenue robe. I know Jerf Avenue.
I didn't even know Skims had robes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Now I need one.
Yeah, no, yeah. Skims has some cozy robes. And I know the Jerf Avenue robes are like really trendy right now.
I've never even heard of that either, actually.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, like the Jerf Avenue, like pajamas and robes and stuff are very trendy.
Good to know.
Yeah. And then last on my list is a spa date.
Yes, I have like a few good gift.
Yeah, I have like a few like date ideas on my lists.
Some people would way rather be gifted experiences.
Yeah, it like kind of depends on their love language. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Yeah, like because some women I feel like would rather like do something together, but
yeah, go do an activity.
And I'm telling you that no one's gonna complain about a spa date.
No,
like
absolutely not.
Yeah, I wouldn't complain, David.
I die.
Anyway,
next. Is that your last one?
Yeah.
Okay, should we do on the go, mom?
Okay, yeah. Honestly, this was the hardest category for me, but
really,
yeah.
I have on here a Lululemon wristlet.
Okay, this is such a good idea, actually.
It's really great. They're just like a very small little kind of wallet keychain combo situation. And I actually have a couple of friends who have recently gotten one and they really, really like it just for like on the go, especially for like just going on walks and to the park and to the gym, all that. So, and they have really cute, well, I don't know how like vast their amount of colors is, but the colors that I've seen have been really cute. They have like a really cute like blue color. So
I want one.
I know, yeah, so cute.
Yeah, something along those lines I put is like a fanny pack or like a crossbody bag.
Yes, essential. I know, she does not have one, she needs one.
I know, just yeah, like essential and very convenient.
Yes,
for anyone, honestly.
Yes.
So yeah, and obviously you could either do like Lulu or Amazon.
yeah totally.
Yeah.
Yes. And then I have single packs of the Redmond Relight.
What is that?
It's a electrolyte.
Okay.
Yeah, this like a mix-in electrolyte. I will say they take a minute to get used to. They're a little salty.
Okay.
But I have been using Redmond Relight for like maybe like a month or like a month and a half now. And I kid you not, I have never felt better.
Really?
Truly. Like my skin has been better. My hair has been better.
Oh.
And it's really interesting because you mix them into like 44 ounces of water for them to like taste good. And I don't pee. I don't pee any of it out because my body literally absorbs it like it's supposed to.
Okay, so I'm getting on Amazon and ordering that right now.
Yeah, or honestly, it's cheapest to just go to the Redmond store, and I'm actually going soon, so I'll just pick some up for you. You can try some of the sample packs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, though.
Like, I don't pee. And it's so nice because I'm actually, like, encouraged to, like, drink my electrolyte because that's, like, part of the reason why I hate drinking water is because I hate having to pee all the time.
Especially well, at the gym. Me too.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
Wait, do they sell them on Amazon?
I think so, yeah.
I'm trying to look them up.
Yeah, it's
Real like Light.
R-E-L-Y-T-E.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, Redmond Relight.
Oh my gosh, yeah, I will be ordering that. Say no more. Say the skin and the hair is better, I will be ordering.
Yeah, no, yeah, truly, like so much better, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good little on the go hack, especially good for summer, and my kids will drink it too. It took Kale a minute. He's kind of weird with like new tastes though.
Yeah.
But it took him a minute. He was kind of like, what is this? Because I told him it was juice. Uh-huh. And now I just tell him it's mommy's special drink and he'll decide if he wants to drink it or not.
Yeah, because they have like different flavors.
They do, yeah.
What's the best flavor?
I think it depends on the person, obviously, but actually, I think the most like palpable flavor is the mixed berry.
Okay.
Which I am normally not a mixed berry girl. Like I'm always going to choose a watermelon or a pineapple or a mango. I'm not going to choose like a berry flavor, mm-hmm. but that one really is like the best one. It's the least salty one. Oh, so, okay. Yeah.
Yep. Yummy. I'm going to be ordering that.
Yeah.
Next on my list, I put, and I don't know if this is the best way to like describe it, but that's how I'm going to. I put like a middle console car kit.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel like Emily Kaiser has kind of made this a popular thing.
Okay.
But basically
I don't really follow her. I only know her from the Girls Camp podcast.
Okay. Yeah.
Cause she was on the Girls Camp podcast. Yeah.
Yeah. No, she does a lot of, like run errands with me.
Oh, okay.
TikToks. And in them at the beginning, she always takes out like her car kit from her middle console and she'll be like applying her lip balm and her hand lotion and like doing her body spray, and she just keeps, you know, like all everything in her car.
That's nice.
And so I feel like for someone who's like on the go and always out and about, like if you arranged like a little car kit with like all of her favorite things and things she would, you know, need throughout the day or whatever.
Yeah, so cute.
Yeah, I think that would be like a fun idea. You could throw hand sanitizer or Tylenol or, you know, just whatever in there. Band-aids, like essentials, whatever.
Yeah, or maybe like emergent type things. Yeah.
Band-aids. Yeah. You could put your Relight
packs
in there and
Yeah.
So anyway.
I love that. Yeah. Cute idea. The last thing I have is glass coffee tumblers, and they have like lids and straws. Mm-hmm. So you can like make your coffee and then take it on the go with you. Mm-hmm. I've had mine for a year and I love them. You just get them off Amazon.
Cute.
Yeah.
I know. I'm so weird, but I feel like, I don't know. I just love cups in general.
Oh, so do I. Yeah. What is it with women in cups?
I don't know.
Like I could literally buy cups and jugs and tumblers and like glasses, like any type of glassware. I'm obsessed. You know who actually has a really cute glassware? It's just like TJ Maxx, Marshalls, Ross. They have the cutest glassware, like colorful, fun glassware.
Well, I need to go look. I actually really could replace like all of my glasses.
Really?
Yeah. They're all old. I feel like every single one of them is like from our wedding. Yeah. So like 9 years old.
And I feel like glasses, like no matter how much you clean them, if they're older, they just kind of like get a little like grimy. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I should be in the market for new glasses, honestly. Okay.
It's the last one I had for on the go.
Okay, great. Let's move on. Let's do crafty mom.
Okay. I am not a crafty mom, so I had to really pull some things out of my hat for this one.
I had to dig deep,
but I did come up with a couple that I think are good. I have paint by number.
Okay, fun.
Yeah, it's really fun. So basically they give you a canvas and they give you all the paints, and it's going to be a particular picture of something, so you can choose, and then it just has a bunch of numbers and you just paint whatever color coordinates with that number, and it is so fun. It's therapeutic And I feel like, especially if they're like crafty, but maybe don't have a lot of like time to dedicate to doing crafts like me, that's a good option.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. And this isn't on my list, but like along those lines too, is like adult coloring books or, love. You know, just anything.
I stuff love like my that adult is, coloring books.
I know. It's just like relaxing yes. to do like at the end of the day or whatever.
Yeah.
So that's a good idea. Because I didn't like think that route, but that's yeah. like a good fun idea.
Thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. See, you're crafty.
Yeah, me and my,
you know.
Yeah, curated crafts.
Yeah. If you have a little bit more money to spend, I put a Cricut.
I want one, even though I'm not crafty.
I know. I feel like there's so many uses for a Cricut that yeah. you really can't go wrong if you have a gal who loves crafts.
Yeah.
I just got a Cricut for Christmas. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. That was my like big gift for
love
Christmas.
Love that for you.
It's my Cricut. So yeah, can't go wrong.
I only had one other
because
okay. I'm not crafty, but this is very in right now. A charm necklace kit.
It's fun.
So if you want to make your own charm necklace, I actually have a friend coming over next week and we're going to make our own charm necklaces. So
you are.
That's actually where I got the idea from. But yeah.
That is so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. The charm necklaces are very in right now.
Yes. Very in, very trendy.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's also something like if you have kids, you could do it with them too. I yeah. love that.
I made one a few months back and I actually want to make another one.
Oh yeah.
Are you getting like a kit or are you guys going to like
yeah Hobby we're getting Lobby? A kit yeah okay. we're just doing it here yeah
cool that yeah. will be fun yeah that's a good idea
yeah
I've got two more on my list. They're both okay. like date ideas.
Oh again, yeah fun.
I put like a painting class
yes so fun
as a date, so you know you just go and they teach you how to paint something.
Yeah, I
just
love that.
Do it together.
I've actually never done anything like that.
I actually haven't either, but I would like to.
Not you and I going on date night together.
We should. That would be fun. Yeah. And then the next one I have is like a candle making date.
So fun. I've done yeah. that and I love it.
Oh, you have? Yes. I haven't done it. I don't know if they have places like that outside oh, yeah. of Utah. Okay.
Oh, outside of Utah?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah. I don't know. I feel like Utah is so like trendy.
Yeah.
But
they're very into like the date night spots as yes. well. As they should be, because that's what people do in Utah.
Yeah. But yeah, so I mean for sure if you live in Utah, you can find somewhere to do like a cute candle making date.
Yeah. The Wic Lab is yeah. really good in Provo.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I thought that was like that'd be like a fun date as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good idea.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. What do we have? Just
the beauty mom.
Lover?
Yeah. Beauty lover mom.
Okay. What do you have?
So the first one I have on here is Rare Beauty, which is Selena Gomez's brand. Mm-hmm. And it's her blush, her liquid blush. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. I actually got it last year for my birthday and I still have so much of it left. Like
it's
it goes
so pigmented.
It's very pigmented.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I love it. I use it on my lips and I also, or not on my lip. Well, actually what I was going to say is I use it on my cheeks and I also use it on my lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've actually, so I bought a dupe for the Rare Beauty
oh.
blush off Amazon.
Okay.
And I've bought like, Juvia's place. They're like a, I don't know. I think they're like, considered like a drugstore brand technically, but
okay.
you know, you can find them at Ulta.
Okay.
But anyway, so Rare Beauty dupes and oh. nothing compares.
Oh, really? Oh, I was hoping Beauty. You'd have a good dupe for us.
No, I really yeah. don't. I really think Rare Beauty is like superior.
Yeah. It's department. Really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. So, what do yeah. you have?
First on my list is the Skinny Confidential Ice Roller.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I got this ice roller for Christmas 2 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm someone who loves an ice roller.
Yeah. I've never done it.
Yeah. No, I love an ice roller. Like I was saying at the beginning of the podcast when I was talking about my big old head.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like my face gets inflamed pretty easily. So I love okay. an ice roller.
Like just from sleeping or just kind of in general?
Yeah, just like in general. I don't okay. know. But I love an ice roller. Anyway, this is like the best ice roller on the market.
Oh, okay.
She's not like cheap. She's not like a $10.
Is that what I get myself?
Yes, absolutely. It's okay. not like, it's like a heavy duty ice roller.
Okay.
And it stays cold a long time.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
No, I love good. Ice, so I think I would like it.
Yeah, you would love. It's good. Yeah, it's not like your $10 ice roller off Amazon.
Okay.
It's like a heavy duty one. Okay. So anyway, it's nice.
Next I have Dime Beauty. Okay. And their vitamin C.
Okay.
So, and I think just like any like good quality vitamin C oil or serum for your face would be a great gift.
Yeah.
Because they're not cheap. So no, it's just like cheap. Something that you like want to buy for yourself, but you're like, can I justify this?
Yeah.
And at least for me, I always have a hard time for whatever reason investing in skincare. I think it's just because I've tried so much skincare that it's like, oh, I don't want to like try another brand, you know? Luckily now I've like gotten my system down, but I feel like a nice, good quality vitamin C is something that people might want to have, but like just don't want to invest in. So
yeah, I've never tried Dime Beauty.
Oh, really?
But I can tell you, as an esthetician, in my personal opinion, vitamin C serum is one of the best things you can put on your skin. Like, I'm talking like top three.
Yeah, which products. Is so great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it's up there, top three products you can put on your skin. So
good to know.
I agree. That's a good idea. Next, I have, well, this could be either or. I put specifically the Patrick Ta powder and cream, and you can do either the contour or the blush.
Okay.
Anything from Patrick Ta, honestly, is just going to be good.
I literally have never even heard of this brand.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, you're teaching me so many things.
Yeah, you would love Patrick
Ta. Me adding all these to my carts and Vince won't be home and just have to spoil myself.
I know. I feel like the beauty category is very fun.
Yeah, it is. It's so fun.
Yeah. But yeah, no, anything from Patrick Ta honestly would be nice. But these are like newer products that just came out. Or is his like, powder and cream contour
is
blush
he like
kit.
A TikToker or something?
No, he's just a makeup artist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll show you his stuff.
Okay.
But all his stuff is like really beautiful. It's just really like nice quality makeup, so you can't go wrong.
Love.
All his lip products are like really good too.
I feel like especially now that like I'm getting older, it's like more important for me to invest in good quality makeup.
Oh yeah, 100%.
It just goes on different. It just settles into your skin differently. Mm. Not to say that there aren't dupes that are like great, because there are for sure. But I just feel like for the most part, like foundation and like that type of stuff, I'm like, yeah, I need to start investing in better products because my skin is aging.
Well, you have great skin.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
The last thing I have on mine are Wine Time lip stains.
Okay.
They're literally just off of Amazon. I didn't even know how to like properly put on a lip stain, but you like apply it. And then once it dries, you like take it off, like you rub it off. I had no idea that's how you did it. But anyway, my sister got these and it's actually like a trending TikTok item. And so she got them and I tried them. We went out a couple weekends ago and I tried one and I loved it. Was obsessed with it.
These? Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Interesting.
They literally look like a little wine bottle.
Yeah.
Yes.
Wait.
But they're so great.
Does it come with all six colors?
Uh-huh.
Stop.
Yeah.
Oh, this is bad for me to do this episode. I'm about to buy stuff. No, I love a lip tint too.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it just gives like a little bit of life to your face, but
exactly,
nothing crazy.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Fun.
I know. We'll have to link some of these items that we're talking about so that people can find them.
Yeah. Good idea.
More easily.
Yes. I will try to link as much as I can. It's a good idea. Let's see. I have a few more things on my list.
Go for it.
I put the Summer Fridays lip balm.
Oh, I've never tried that, but I've always wanted to.
Yeah, no, just like a good solid lip balm. Like yes. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Can't go wrong.
Yeah. No, you can't go wrong. And like we've been saying, you could like pair this with something, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So that's one of my ideas. And then this is going to be more pricey, but if your girl has been interested in some Botox or maybe like some laser hair removal, you could get her like a laser hair removal, you know, like a few sessions of laser hair removal or, you know, just.
Yes. Hint on the Botox, Vince.
Yeah. Hint, David.
That's what I want. That's what I really want. Maybe a little lip filler too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. See, I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Endless.
Yeah.
Only the make account was endless too.
If only.
You know?
Yeah. And then, oh, I have one more.
Okay.
This, I don't know if this is like truly beauty lover. This could honestly be for like anyone, but I put, specifically I put anything from Made by Mary, which is a jewelry company.
Yeah.
I feel like really trendy in Utah.
Yes.
But just jewelry in general, like obviously you can't go wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially like a good quality piece from them would be.
Yeah. And they have like endless cute options.
Yes.
Like you can be on their website for hours.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So that's my last item. And then let's see. I'm doing grandma and Haley's doing mother-in-law.
Yes. Right, we're going to do two separate categories now.
Okay.
Chelsea's going to cover the grandma category and I'm going to cover the mother-in-law category just because I feel like mother-in-law, sometimes you get them items that are maybe a little bit different than what you would get like your own mom.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yeah. Agreed. Who wants to go first?
Go for it.
Okay. So for grandmas, I don't know if you've seen like the digital picture frames.
Yes. I got one for my in-laws
for
Christmas a couple years ago and they love it.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Yeah. I think this is a good gift. You have to tell me, did the one you get, can you control it from your phone? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause there are the ones that like you can control, like switch up the pictures.
Yes. Okay. So I will submit. I need to actually do this. I haven't done it in a while, but I will submit photos to their frame and they just like show up on their frame.
Like updates.
And every time I do, they're like, oh, we got new pictures. Thanks. Like they love it so much. Yeah.
Yeah. That's like such a cute gift.
Yes. I love it. Like,
yeah. For grandma. And the grandparents just like love anything that has to do with the grandchildren.
Oh yeah. Always.
So, I mean, you could go like the really easy route and have your kids make them something handmade.
Oh yeah, which my in-laws love.
Yeah, something I did last year that I didn't think would be like such a big hit, but it was I just took like nicer photos of my kids and then framed them.
Yeah.
Like the most simple thing. Yes. And my in-laws and my parents both went wild.
I love that so much.
I know. Well, I did like, you know, like bigger photo. They're like 8x10s, like not massive.
Yeah.
But they were just like nicer photos of the kids. Yes. And they loved it.
The kids change so much. Like every 6 months you could literally get updated photos of the children.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm sure they loved that. That's so sweet. I love that.
Yeah. And then this is kind of like a random item, but this is something I got my parents for Christmas like a couple years ago, was a massage gun.
The best.
And they use it all the time.
Oh yeah. Love it.
Yeah. So anyway, I thought I'd add that to the list. And then something else I put on there was jewelry with like the grandkids' initials or birthstones or birth flowers, you know, something along those lines.
Yeah, cute, like little charm, like necklace or bracelet.
Yeah, like a little personalized piece of jewelry that, you know, just represents their grandkids.
So. Yeah, cute. I love that.
Yeah, so that's everything on my list.
Okay, cute. Good ideas. Okay, so on mine, the first one I have is a pair of the Cloud, like, slip-ons, slippers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like Cushion Air on Amazon has
the only shoes I wear.
I know, because they're so comfortable. But, like, seriously, like, my mother-in-law didn't know what they were, and then I told her about them, and she's like, oh, yeah, these are actually so great. And she gardens, so it's, like, nice for her to also have a shoe that she can, like, just slip on for the garden. And I also just feel like a lot of older people really like to wear something on their feet around their house because a lot of times as you get older, like your feet hurt when they're just bare feet. So thought that would be a good idea. And they have so many colors. And then also a little like weekend getaway bag for travel.
Oh yeah.
Like my mom comes here all the time. So I'm like, that would be such just like a thoughtful gift if I got her like a nice like weekend getaway bag. And I just feel like older people travel more in general, going to visit people and going on vacation. Can't wait for that to be my lifestyle. But also you could put some like cute little travel size fun products in there as well. And then this idea I thought was cute. You can take their like raggedy old cookbook that they have. Like my mother-in-law's is literally just like a binder with like printouts of recipes.
The raggedy cookbook.
Yeah. She doesn't listen to the pods. That's okay. But it's effective. But I thought it would be like a cute idea for me to actually take that binder and all the recipes and create her like a cute custom cookbook and like pictures of like the grandkids on it and just like a cute, like fun custom cookbook.
Yeah.
So I actually might be doing that for my mother-in-law.
Yeah, that's cute.
Yeah. And then the Lululemon soft stream pants.
Okay.
They are a straight leg kind of sweatpant, like a lighter weight sweatpant. So like a really good like spring to summer transitional piece, which is like very comfy, cozy and like great on every body type. Mm-hmm. So thought that'd be a good idea. And then last but not least is an AirTag. They stop losing their car keys.
Oh, yeah.
Which I need one, too.
Honestly, yeah, I was going to say I need a few of those.
Yeah. But like many, they could use that for many things. But yeah.
Yeah. Good idea.
Yeah. So that's all I had on my list for the mother-in-laws. Perfect. Happy shopping, everyone.
Happy shopping and happy Mother's Day.
Yes.
You know, if you're celebrating a wife, your mom, grandma, mother-in-law, whatever
yourself,
it is.
Yeah, yourself, like me.
Honestly. Like, just added like 4 things to my cart on Amazon.
I know.
Right. But anyway, thanks so much for listening. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram. We're at 2blondes.1pod. We're going to be doing a little submission episode next week. So stay tuned for that.
I'm excited for that.
Yeah. And Instagram is where we hold like all of our submissions, polls. It's where we keep you updated, you know. So go ahead and follow us over there. And make sure to give us a rate and review on the podcast. That would help us out a lot. Nothing more, nothing less. 5 stars, please. We would really appreciate it and love you forever. But we hope you guys have a great week and we will talk to you next Monday. Bye.
Bye.